簡単に2問だけです。
I have two questions.
CFO 資料の16ページ。
はい、今年
度の営業利益の目標、603%増益。まあ、これ
60.3 billion.
前年度の
23% increase. This is great.
今年度の売上
and last fiscal year, and this is clear, the revenue and the profit, no surprise, but 60.3 billion.
2283億で、
total cost is
2245億、
well, 228, and only 1.7% growth from the previous year. Considering inflation, this growth seems to be very small, even against the net sales growth. So, on page 11, you have the cost breakdown. Can you please explain according to this? Why is the total cost only going up by 2%? Which one is going up and which ones are going down? This is my question. That's my first question.Yes, I would like to respond to that question. As you have mentioned, inflation is of course there, but salaries, headcount related expenses will continue to go up. This is our estimation. But as you can see on the slide, cloud related expenses and also outsourcing.
まだまだ我々としては
These are the areas where we can pursue more efficiencies.
外部にかかった費用、
so, expenses that we are paying to the outside players. By improving the productivity, we can reduce that. And also internally, we have admin expenses and other expenses that can be controlled better. Cloud expenses, this should go up according to the sales of your service to the client, no?Yes, but as Eva said, with new AI, we can make the use more efficient. And with technological advancements, we can increase the efficiency of use of cloud as well. Right. Prepaid growth is very strong. From this year into the next fiscal year, Prepaid net sales related incentive will be also higher. Is that already reflected in your forecast? Yes. In the case of Prepaid, we have to wait until the very end, but yes, we have accounted for some of that already. I see. Thank you. Second question. Omikawa-san, I think you have explained this in one of your slides. XDR growth. 618%. This is XDR through MSP partners. But in terms of the absolute sales amount, is this big enough for us to account for that, for the calculation? Well, we only started 2 years ago.And this is monthly charges, monthly numbers. So you may think that this number is surprised, but surprising. This is more than 100 million, and we will be accumulating this every month, month after month. I see. MSP partners, what kind of partners are you talking about? Otsuka, Rico, and companies like that.I see. And the SMBs are growing because of them. Yes. They're starting new managed services. Vision 1 for MSP is a new module. And new modules are being added. And we have high expectations for those as well. I see. If you go through the distributors, then not only at the timing of installment, but also on a monthly basis, do they charge fees too? Yes, sometimes it's an annual payment, sometimes it's monthly payment. It depends on the partner.On the reseller. I see. Do you see big potential here? This has just started, so it's difficult for us to guess. Economic security, supply chain risk, our government is focused on that, and the regulations are now tightening in Japan as well, lagging behind other countries. So dependency is now higher, and the environment is becoming more complex. Therefore, we believe that this potential is growing. So, roughly speaking, are we talking about 1 billion or 10 billion in 3 years or 5 years down the line? SMB for the fourth quarter is more than 3 billion already. And in the past, as you may know, Ueno-san, it was not double digit, but we had growth somewhere 5 and 10. Now, Vision 1 for MSP is new. We have new module that's been added. Which means that we can target the volume zone. That's the plan. Of course, the enterprise business is bigger, but the government business is steadily growing as well. And the size is growing, but for the volume zone, we are talking about the annual revenue of a certain number. And maybe it's as not as big as 10%, but hopefully growth close to that should be expected for SMB in Japan. I see. That's very clear. That's all from me. Thank you.
Excuse me. May I take a little bit of time to just talk about Q4 and talk about our business model, the whole transformation? First of all, I think you all see our Q4's performance was very strong. Usually, a software company, you cannot see it's like a bump up pre-GAAP revenue, right? But this is the nature of our platform transformation has started and start to get into the flywheel. It already started to turn. So platform business model versus before, our software distribution model will be very different, no matter is the cost, the speed, the customer adoption, and how they committed to this platform. The whole measurement is quite different than before's our software distribution. For instance, you can see our pre-GAAP is very different than our post-GAAP. And also, our ARR seems like, hey, if your pre-GAAP is so strong, how come your ARR did not grow so strong? It's because in all this pre-GAAP revenue, a lot of it, more percentage come from multiple year committed contract. So customer willing to commit and buy multiple year on our platform, not because of discount, not because we offer discount for multiple year, but because they believe this is their strategic partner and they want to make sure they can get more mind share from Trend Micro. And that's why we're seeing a lot of customer, we become their strategic partner. Even like a government sector, we become their framework provider, their framework contract in there. I think this is a very important transformation for Trend Micro that we completed, moving on to platform. I also, I just come back from Europe, attending the AI Action Summit in Paris and also in Munich for the MSC. Those are the very important cyber sector, cybersecurity sectors, especially for government and all the country leaders are there. And I would say everybody is investing in AI. This is a tremendous transformation for whole country and this AI wave is going to change a lot of our software business. Software business before was platform on, say, operating system and then using later it become cloud API. But now the software platform is LLM. It's AI model. So a lot of jump of, I think, a lot of application and usage will jump the dimension. Mm. Actually, even I was listening to NATO's CIO talking about their whole acceptance of a new software, they say, we realize that we cannot use compliance as regulatory to restrict the AI anymore. We need to get on to the speed of adoption with the AI. So these are a very different business model that we are getting into. So for Trend Micro, I think we have been investing in AI on the technology part. But next step we will see, and maybe investor will see, is our business model also starting to change. When you ask, how come your cost only increased 2%, even not cope up with the inflation, but that's the new business model. That's the possibility that could change. I don't know how it will be, but all I know, it will become faster and faster in the whole AI adoption. And cybersecurity, of course, need to get to that speed. And Trend Micro, I believe, is the best position in this whole transformation, because we already seeing, because of AI sovereignty and something they call, even some country are talking about IT sovereignty, and therefore they are pulling back from cloud rather than everything go cloud. They are thinking about going hybrid or even back on-prem. And Trend Micro's investment in hybrid strategy played the best to meet this type of transformation. So those are the things that I'd like to highlight about Q4. It's not just one quarter bump and we have a big quarter. It's actually the transformation already starting, and this flywheel already start to turn. And allow me to say also one thing about consumer business. I think, of course, consumer is a low light in our Q4, but taking this opportunity, I think consumer also, before we are PC attached and it's antivirus focused, but now we are transforming to anti-scam and it's mobile device focused. And we were able to starting the B2B2C business model. So 2024, actually, we plan to invest more on consumer business transformation, because we believe this is also another big change that will be happening on the consumer computing device and computing behavior. So that's why you will see in our 2025 planning, we do put in more investment and mainly we want to rebuild our digital distribution platform and focus on the mobile device and anti-scam business. So those are the, I think I made the video 1 week ago, but within 1 week, there already so much change happening that I'd like to just give an update.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate a lot of information you just gave us. Yes, sales 10%, 20% increase might happen in the future. At least that's my hope. So thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Another person with a hand up. I will unmute you. Wait just a moment, please.
Morgan Stanley の田中です。聞こえますでしょうか?
From Morgan Stanley, can you hear me? Yes, we can. I have two questions.
今、 まずプリギャップのところですけれども、複数年の
とか大型 or large scale contracts or deals、are included, and so the mindset、of the customers is、supporting that. Now,、is it、likely that this will continue?、are there large scale、contracts included? And in the United States, for example, I think this has been looked at.、what I mean is the winning pattern recently.、what are your、winning patterns? If you can elaborate on those aspects as well, I would appreciate it.
Maybe I can start and perhaps Eva or Mahendra or Omakawa will jump in.、yes, the pre-gap numbers up、24%、in the enterprise business were quite strong. And as Mahendra and Eva did talk about, multi-year transactions is something that we're doing more and more of. I don't know if you remember or not, but at the investor conference 1 year ago, we had made a decision that we would、modify our sales compensation plans. And the reason why we did that was we could foresee that customers really wanted to cement their relationship with us as they were adopting a platform versus a product. So we modified the compensation plan, which allowed sales, our quota-carrying salespeople to actually be much more focused in on growing the overall size of the opportunity within that customer. And that included multi-year transactions.So we did see it up 5 percentage points. So we have been measuring how much we do in multi-year transactions for 15 years, and it's been roughly the same, 32%. We're up at 37% of our transactions now are multi-year, so we're up 5 percentage points. So we definitely saw an increase, and we see that、continuing. We did...make a tweak to the compensation plan going into 2025. So potentially it's not quite as lucrative for salespeople. So we'll see some relaxing of that. But at the end of the day, we're doing what the customer wants to be done. And they want to secure their position in our platform. They want to make sure they've got the pricing established over that period. So they're the ones that really want to make that commitment. Overall, $1 million plus deals are definitely up, and we see that continuing. And in 2024, we did do the biggest deal in the history of the company. It was in the hundreds of millions, and we booked $20 million in Q4 specifically for that one deal. So, yes, we're seeing larger and larger transactions, and we see that continuing.
And I'd like to add that before, usually we don't want to take too many multiple year deal because it's always by discount, customer asking for discount. But this time, customer want this multiple year deal because they want to get more mindset from Trend Micro, more interaction as a strategic partner with Trend Micro. And platform and AI enable software to do something that is impossible before, which is customizable but scalable. Before,It's packaged software, very scalable, or you need to customize. You write the code for a specific customer that is not profitable that way. But with AI and platform, that's what customers want. They like to have more deep relationship with us so that we can understand their need better and help them customize their cybersecurity. ButThat customization in Trend Micro, because of utilizing the platform and the AI technology, we will not increase our R&D costs, but able to deliver that. That is why this type of a bigger, larger, long-term commitment deal will increase. And Trend Micro will be able to supportthis type of need by utilizing the AI and platform technology.
はい、ありがとうございます。はい。 はい、ありがとうございます。
Thank you very much.
ちょっと確認なんですけど、
And just to confirm, the pre-gap numbers this time, local currency basis in Q4, is that 18%? Am I correct? Is it 18%? 18?
Okay.30ページ。
On page 30, yes, as you see on the material. Well, maybe large enterprise, actually, there were some segmentations. Maybe there might have been some difference in the percentages, but what you see in the materials are correct, according to the definition. On page 5, pre-gap, 20% is mentioned overall, but this time, this impact of receivables not recovered, so that's considered. So 20%, but local currency base, 18%. Local currency base, well, in Mahendra's material, the latter half has been omitted, but your question, Mr. Tanaka, it has to do with this part that I am trying to look for. Sorry, I cannot show it right now, but on page 30 of Mahendra's presentation, yes, plus 24% and minus 13. So enterprise local currency base, 24% is the number that you should look for. Okay, thank you. And as for this fiscal year pre-gap plan, what is your expected growth? What is your expectation? The management should answer that question. Pre-gap forecast is not shared. As I said, pre-gap numbers, it's difficult to estimate. And therefore, on a quarterly basis, we're going to disclose numbers. Okay. Now, finally,
Global online commerce transaction players.
So 1.769 billion was the number. So the losses incurred as a result of unrecoverable receivables, has that been already addressed or handled, or is it yet to happen? Well, Tanaka-san, PDR, yes, it was posted in the sales, but in the balance sheet, the deferred revenue, actually, that was not included. So it was not included. But the GAAP revenue this year will be determined accordingly. Yes, as Negi-san mentioned, accounting-wise, in Q4 numbers, in PL, maybe the loss is about 100 million, and that is included in sales and SG&A, and consumers for a year, we will actually post it for one full year. Pre-gap, we have to really cancel what we have posted, and so the impact on sales was minimal, and so unrecovered receivables, 100 million, so that is offsets the number. And so by canceling what was to appear in 2025, that's been offset. So it is actually included in this number that Mr. Negi has put in here. So accounting has been taken care of already in 2024. So this amount is the lost opportunity for profit. Yes. And also, the online payment entity, we have to actually choose one to replace this. And there is this time gap. So about $20 million worth of loss will be felt. And so that's the impact in fiscal 2025. Okay. Thank you very much.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you.
それでは次に挙手されている方の ミュートを解除させていただきます。
The next person.
あ、すいません、ジェフリー証券の佐藤です。
Yes,
聞こえますでしょうか。
This is Sato, Jeffrey Securities. Can you hear me?
Yes. 私はクイックに2つあるんですけど。
Thank you. I have two quick questions. I missed the first part. Q4 operating income and cost.
ちょっとなんか思ってたよりもう一声ぐらい利益出てもよかったのかなと思ってたんですけど、すいません、このコストの部分ってそのあの人件費のところが
もう上がると思うんですけど、これ基本のプリギャップ
が良かった分の、
So the pre-gap was good and that's why you have to pay bigger bonus and that was posted in the first quarter. Is that a correct understanding? And also sales and marketing. Sorry, I didn't catch what was said earlier, but anywayFees had to be paid in bigger amount, and that pushed up the cost. Are these the two major factors behind the higher level of expenses? That's my first question. Yes, you are correct. Okay, thank you. Second question. Pre-gap was good at the end of fourth quarter, and this fiscal year guidance, sales, a single-digit growth in Europe and America, and that's the guidance. I understand that this is a bottom-up and quarterly, but I think this guidance may be too conservative. What would you say? Well, enterprise double-digit growth is expected, but the consumer will not grow as much.
日本だけですよね、コンスーマーのインパクトが。
Well, consumer impact is big only in Japan, and there's hardly any consumer business in Europe, and there's a small consumer business in the United States. Yes, we do have a consumer business in the United States, which will be impacted by this as well. I see. So you said that you'll be investing into the consumer business as well. And the PC replacement cycle will be quite active in 2025, I think, in Japan.And I think this is a good year for the consumer business to grow again in Japan. But we have to see how it goes. But generally speaking, Japan consumption is not really growing. We are selling through GSMs, and I don't think they're very strong right now. But as you said, if the consumer mindset changes at one point and the PC sales starts to grow, then we can benefit from that growth. Well, Otsuka said that they would sell about 2 million this year, 2 million units. They're very aggressive. Can't you work with them? Well, enterprise versus consumer, I think there is a difference. Oh, I see. There's a gap. Yes, there's a gap. Okay, Omikawa-san, let me ask you. PC replacement cycle for enterprise, is that counted as enterprise rather than consumer? Yes, that's correct. Some people use it for purely for consumer purposes, but it's counted as SMB sales. Oh, I see. So if it's sold through big camera, it's counted as consumer. Yes, if it's GSM like big camera, then it's counted as consumer business. Oh, I see. In that case, I didn't know that. Thank you very much for letting me know. Well, AIPC in Japan, we'll have to wait until fourth quarter for the shipment in Japan. I see. I look forward to that. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I will unmute the next person.
Toguchi
speaking. I have a question. Well, there were a lot of questions about pre-gap top line. I would like to ask you about the cost of this term. For Q4, the labor cost, 3.1 billion, that is an increase from the previous year. Is that five-time increase? Is my understanding. Well, so you're increasing, is it correct to understand that you're not going to increase headcount, therefore labor costs will not increase? And non-operating part, in the past 2 years, equity in loss, I think there was that piece, but is that assumed this time, this year, in your guidance? I think there is this loss likely to happen in non-operating having a loss. So what is that? And the tax ratio assumed is quite high. That's typically the case, but is there any tax-related concerns? Are you just being conservative, or are you expecting the regular level of taxation or tax rate? Okay, I think there are different questions. So labor cost, can you repeat your question about labor cost? Okay, labor cost. I have two questions in that. So the Q4 that just ended, what's increased is the so 3.1 billion that was an increase in the performance-oriented or based remuneration. Excluding that, there has not been that much of an increase. Yes, that is included in that 3.1 billion. And selling and marketing, sales commission is included. Therefore, a variable compensations just limiting to that, that is 3.1 billion plus what you see above. Okay. And for this year, headcount is to increase. Is that the plan? Yes, that's our plan. Then the labor cost will increase accordingly. Yes, but
ここはですね、
組
織のフラット化のことを考えて、あとは生産性を考えると、
we have to think about productivity and organizational flattening of the organization. It's not going to grow as much as the revenue growth. And non-operating profit and loss. I think there was this operating versus recurring numbers being different.
ここは何が入っているんですか?
Now, what are included in this? The term that just ended. Okay, let me address the second and the third question. The second question that you asked, the non-operating part. Yes, you're correct in your understanding. Our affiliates, equity in loss in equity method losses. Is included. But as of now, we're not assuming anything there. So, we're assuming that there will be several hundred million in the loss there. And the ratio of taxation, you might think that it's assumed at a higher level. However, about 32 or 33% is assumed. We're assuming a reduction. 2024, as you know, yes, we did pay for the corporate tax from the past years, and so ostensibly that made it look higher, but that was no longer the case, and therefore it will come to the normal level. Now, what's different is the dividend from the subsidiaries will come, the dividends will come to Japan, and that tax ratio is higher. Therefore, compared to 4 or 5 years ago, on the surface, it looks like the tax ratio being higher. However, that is because of the fact that we're bringing all the dividends from the subsidiaries. So again, 2025-2024, the tax ratio will come down, is what we're assuming. Okay, thank you very much.
ありがとうございました。その他にご質問ございますでしょうか。はい、今ミュート解除します。
Yes, I will unmute.
あ、お世話になります。JP モルガン証券ヘンダーソンです。
This is Henderson from JP Morgan Securities. I have two questions. First of all, you talked about your AI initiative and the AI proactive module actually already existed from before. But now, what has changed because of DeepSeek? And the pricing of the module maybe went down, and like Salesforce Agent Force business model. Is that what we should expect? So that's my first question about AI.
Kevin, do you want to take this one?
Are you asking about customer implementing AI, their cost will go down, or are you
asking? Your product, or your
product. My product.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Using AI it will make my product development cost, I should say, it's not the cost go down, it's the speed of implementation much faster, the coding part. And therefore, we will be able to provide customer with more customized solution without increasing the cost. Is that the question?
Oh, yes, thank you. And
Maybe I'll just add on what Eva's... So Eva covered that side of it. The other side is that we think about with DeepSeek and what it's... Eva used the term democratization. So what DeepSeek did is it all of a sudden demonstrated to the world that AI is not just for large government and very large enterprises. Actually, it can be made available to all enterprises. It's also being made available to threat actors. So it's important for even more companies to be adopting AI. And one of the powerful capabilities of our platform is that we can protect a customer's AI environment. If there's more customers that are deploying AI, that gives us more opportunities to protect them. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, thank you. And I guess additional to that, could I imagine this as a that you would add a service like a AI agent on your platform? Is that the correct way to take it in the longer term?
Actually, in our AI platform, we already have something we call Cybertron. It's our own specialized cybersecurity LLM, and the concept is very similar to what DeepSeek is. It's a domain, it's more deductive reasoning method and able to explain why we come to this conclusion, that type of a train of thought design model. So yes, we already in our Vision 1, there is a Cybertron, which is our cybersecurity specialized LLM built inside.
Thank you very much. And second question.
I'm really
sorry, but for the purpose of recording, could you ask the question in Japanese? Yes, my second question. In the United States, I understand you have won multiple large deals in the United States. Are these brand new deals, or is this install base signing up for a large scale platform multi-year contract? Which one is it?
Maybe I'll take that one. Oh, Matthew, perhaps I misspoke, but two things with your question. Number one is, globally, we are doing more and more multi-year transactions. That's a byproduct of our platform and the tailwind, the flywheel starting to spin faster. So we're doing more and more multi-year transactions in particular. That incredibly large transaction that I talked about, that was in Europe. But in the U.S., specifically to your question, yes, we are doing multi-year transactions as well. And for the most part, it tends to be with our installed base accounts. So we've been very, up until the end of 2024, we've been very fixated on our installed base. We did add 1,200 new logos, but we've been very fixated on our installed base accounts. You're going to see us in 2025 open the door more to more some very targeted programs, going after some new logos by leveraging our ecosystem partners like our strategic alliance folks like NVIDIA, like AWS, like Google GCP. We will be leveraging those big partners in order to help us get some new logos. We will also be leveraging some very specialized value-added resellers globally. So that is our initiative in 2025.
ありがとうございます。よく理解できました。私から以上です。
That's very clear. That's all from me.